All right, Jose. Let's begin. So, what I wanna do tonight is something a little bit different. Even though we normally learn the Torah of Rabbi Nachman during the time of this shir, being that just this past day was the yard site of the Rebbe Reb Melech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk, the Noam Elimelech. So, we're gonna learn a little bit of the Rebbe's Torah. So, just to give you a little bit of background. The Noam Elimelech lives from 1717 to 1787. And the Rebbe was amongst the close circle of Talmidim of the Magid of Mezrich. So we know again, the founder of Chassidus ultimately is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Right? The Baal Shem Tov has one primary disciple by the name, he has a number of disciples, but after the Baal Shem Tov passes away, the one who kind of takes on the mantle of leadership for Chassidus was the Magid of Mezrich. So understand, of course, during times of the Baal Shem Tov, there's one Rebbe. Magid of Mezrich, there's one Rebbe. It was the Magid who really began the process, ultimately, of like decentralizing the leadership in Chassidus, urging his Talmidim to really go on, go forward, and create a variety of different groups and sects on their own. So the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk, was one of those Talmidim of the Magid of Mezrich, who goes on, ultimately settles in Lezhensk. You could actually still, a number of years, about 10 years ago, when I took a group to Poland, you could still go, you can go to Lezhensk, and not only is the Rebbe's Kevin there, but the Rebbe's Beis Medrash is there. The Noam Elimelech's Beis Medrash is still in Lezhensk. You could see it, it's actually quite amazing. In fact, even in the upper story, they have a matzah, they had a matzah oven there. They did everything there in Lezhensk. Okay, so by now you've also seen, because the truth is, even though this is Rabbi Nachman's shir, we've studied the works of other Rebbes. Every Rebbe has his own style, and every Rebbe ultimately, again, has his own particular and unique focus. So for example, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Berdichev is very much focused on Avas Yisrael. What about Avas Yisrael? God will saw them the greatness of the Jew. Rabbi Nachman. So the truth is, we've seen already, Rabbi Nachman, so much of his Torah is focused on the struggle of life, the struggle of growth, the Ratzah V'Shov, the forward and the backward movement of life. The Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk, is preoccupied with the concept of the Tzaddik and the role of the Tzaddik in a person's life. So understand, you know, that when the Baal Shem Tov kind of advanced the movement of Chassidus, so he had many detractors, and many great detractors, amongst them the Vilna Gaon. And one of the things that people did not like about the Baal Shem Tov's approach so much was the emphasis on the Tzaddik, right? Was this idea that somehow you're looking to one person, meaning you have to understand something. So today, it's very different. Today, Chassidus has influenced every stream within Yiddishkeit. So for example, even in the Yeshiva Shevelt, the Rosh Yeshiva often is looked at more like a Rebbe than a Rosh Yeshiva. That's a newer thing. That's like a post-Holocaust thing, that Rosh Yeshiva is revered like a Rebbe. That, normally, again, in Hasidic circles, the Rebbe is a Rebbe, and what the Rebbe says goes, right? Rosh Yeshiva generally never had that type of reach and that type of impact. That's, whatever, there's a lot of societal factors behind that. So the Noam Elimelech focuses incredibly on the power of the tzaddik, the role of the tzaddik, the avod of the tzaddik, the job of the tzaddik. So remember again, you can understand how when Chassidus is a new movement, you can understand how this would scare many people. Because what do you mean the tzaddik? I don't need a tzaddik to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a direct line to Ribono Shel Olam. But yet Chassidus didn't, remember, the tzaddik doesn't replace my ability to direct connectly. The tzaddik just helps me to become better. So what I want to show you tonight are three pieces in the Noam Elimelech, all from the beginning of Parashat Shemini, that help to define this concept, ultimately, again, of the tzaddik. Wait, come, pull up a chair. Come, pull up. Right? So ultimately, again, so to help define the concept of a tzaddik. We'll say, come, even if you're sitting on the periphery, the food is for everyone. It's not just kalakadim zachabal, really. Take something. So we'll say, so I want to show you three pieces. So take a look at paragraph A. So again, understand what we're going to do with the Rebbe's work tonight is we're going to get a definition. You see what I'm saying? When we speak about a tzaddik, you ask a person, what is a tzaddik? So people will define that word in many different ways, right? Some person, tzaddik is mamish, someone who learns yomam v'layla. That's some person say, someone who learns day and night. Another person says, tzaddik tikkun olam, right? A person who's mamish, fixing the world, cleaning up Western Run Stream. You know, that's mamish, that's a tzaddik, right? So some people, a tzaddik is someone who's a bal chesed, a bal tzedakah, this, that. So it's a yisodistic question, what is a tzaddik? What makes a tzaddik, a tzaddik? So we're going to see from the words of the Noam Elimelech some basic insights. Paragraph A.
Isn't that just not, like, if we ask, yeah, everyone here would get different, but isn't that through Chazal? Like, throughout, like, different places in Chazal that you'd see what a tzaddik is, that you'll get different insights?
Not necessarily. Chazal don't spend so much time defining what a tzaddik is. Right, Torah describes people as a tzaddik. So again, we glean information from personality traits, but there has to be a basic definition. So what's our basic definition? Take a look at paragraph A. Vayisa Aaron espanov es yadov, excuse me, ala'am. V'nirali. So says the Rebbe. It would appear to me, here we go. V'hine had tzaddik holich tamid bidvekis v'davok ba'olamos al yonim. So the Rebbe is beginning to give definitions already. The tzaddik is someone who ultimately walks perpetually with Devekus. So I'll say this. So this is part one. Devekus. What does Devekus mean? I'm saying Devekus literally means connection. Connection. What does this mean? So remember, this is not unique to the Noam Elimelech. So remember again, actually everybody agrees in this idea of Devekus. We just call it something a little bit different. It's the opening line of the Ramah in Aruch Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch. What does the Ramah say? Shevisi Hashem lenegdi samid, sekla gadol batorah. Ultimately, again, it means God awareness. Dveikus means a constant connection and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Rabbi say, at the end of the day, why is it that we commit averos? Because we have a lapse in our God awareness. If I was constantly vigilant and aware of the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam in my life, I would not sin. But because I sometimes forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why I make mistakes. So step number one, what makes the tzaddik the tzaddik? Bidvekis, holich tamid bidvekis. See, whereas regular people have moments where they are davok, moments when they're not davok. So we'll say, so what happens? The tzaddik is tamid bidvekis, right? The tzaddik is always clinging. The tzaddik is always davok. The davok ba'olamos al yonim. And what happens? And the tzaddik ultimately. The tzaddik is someone ultimately who's clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's clinging to the celestial sphere. So this is number one. So remember again, the Noam Elimelech is helping us to write our definition of the tzaddik. And I want to be clear, this doesn't just apply if you're going to be a Rebbe, right? All of us want to be tzaddikim. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. You all want to be tzaddikim. So what I need, but I could only be something if I know what it is. Tell me what it is. You know, all of us aspire to greatness. But say, do you know, all of us yearn for greatness. Do you know why most people never achieve greatness? Do you know why? It's going to be worth it just to come for this, besides the pea soup and whatever that was. Right? So do you know why most people yearn for greatness but never achieve it?
Stop trying?
No. Because we don't actually know what it is that we're looking for. See, because I want to be great, but I never actually take the time to define what does that mean? See, I will say, if I don't create a definition, then I have no metric. I have no way to measure my success or my. I want to be great. I want to self-actualize. I want to be inside. I want great, fantastic. What does that mean? So we'll say. So step number one is that tzaddik is someone who has dveikus. That's step number one. Ultimately, again, someone who has a connection and clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, rak machmas shetishukaso tamid al tov asisrael. Sheyitiv lahem Hashem Yisbarach b'chol minei shafa ubracha machmas zeh hu yorit k'tzas mimadregasa u'divekus. We'll say this is amazing. So listen to how incredible this is. On one hand, the tzaddik is someone who always yearns for dvekus. The tzaddik is someone ultimately who always yearns to cling and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here's the difference. You see, sometimes people, when the quest for dvekus, who do they forget about? They forget about their ben adam lechaveiro. They forget about their interpersonal obligations. They forget about their achrayis for the other. The greatness of the tzaddik is, on one hand, he's questing, yearning, looking for constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yonah, thank you very much. Everything is mamish beautiful. Right? So we're going ahead. He's questing, he's yearning for connection, yearning for connection. But I will say, at the same time, he also realizes that what? He has to be, there has to be a Bala Chrayis for his fellow Jew. He has to look out for his fellow Jew. But he knows that by looking out for his fellow Jew, I will say, what happens? What happens? See, sometimes when you give to the other, you lose a little bit of yourself. The way it works, right? I'd love to sit in the base medrash all day, right? I'd love to end half. Right? It's important to do that at a certain point in your life, 100%. But at a certain point in time, I have to say, okay, I also have to be a balachrayis for the world outside of me. But one second, but if I do that, and I leave working on myself to go help the other, then aren't I going to suffer? And the answer is, yes. Yes. But that is a sacrifice that is worth making. The tzaddik knows that sometimes you have to give up a little bit of your personal greatness in order to be a balach rais, in order to exhibit a responsibility, and to be there to facilitate the growth of the other. And I will say, I know it sounds contradictory, because one second, if you're such a bal dveikus, if it's all about the dveikus, then it's dveikus at all costs. It's dveikus at all costs, but I'm a bal dveikus, and I'm a balach rayis. I'm a person who is responsible for my fellow Jew. And I recognize that sometimes when I leave the cocoon of spirituality, and I go into the world to help and to aid my brothers and sisters, so I know that sometimes my spirituality takes a hit as a result of that. But the tzaddik understands that that is a sacrifice that is worth making. And I will say the secret really is that at the end of the day, what you give to the other makes up for what you lose tenfold. The amount of growth a person experiences by giving to their fellow Jew far outshines any little bit of personal growth that they had to forego in order to go out into the trenches. So that goes on, Machmazeh, hu yored kitzas mimadregaso dveikos. So because of going out, he loses some of his standing. But nevertheless, he's Poel Tov. Nevertheless, ultimately, again, he still does what has to be done in order to ultimately, again, do good for the other. Because when other people see that the tzaddik is willing to leave his comfort zone, that the tzaddik is willing to leave his own spiritual pursuits to be there for the other, what does it do? So he inspires the other. When people see that the tzaddik cares about them, when people see that the tzaddik is willing to leave his ivory tower and is willing to go out into the trenches and to lift up his brothers and sisters, the common person says, if the tzaddik cares about me so much to give up of himself, I have to start caring about myself just a little bit more, lift myself up as well. So these are the first 2 points of a tzaddik. It's incredible. Number one, the tzaddik is meshuga for dveikus. He is preoccupied with dveikus. It is the achos sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa lakev shifti be'eis Hashem. Life is all about connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life is all about God awareness. Life is all about somehow creating this ongoing, unbreakable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's step one for the tzaddik. Step two for the tzaddik is, that's true, except I also have to go out into the world and affect change. Aye, but if I go into the world and affect change, doesn't my personal ruchnius take a hit? And this is very important. There's only one answer to that question. The answer to that question is?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it does. But that is a hit worth taking. That is a loss worth incurring. Because sometimes you have to give up a little bit of your own growth to facilitate and to enable and to encourage and to inspire growth in others. That's the second element of the tzaddik. In fact, if you look at paragraph B, we're a little bit out of order over here. The Rebbe highlights this same idea. He says, "The Yesh Kama Gavni Tzadikim." There are different types of tzadikim. Tzadik Godol Hanikra Moshe, V'Yesh Tzadik Asheru Madregas Aaron. So this we'll say we're not going to get into right now. But the Rebbe writes, there are also different kinds of tzadikim. There are different kinds of tzaddikim. There are Aaron tzaddikim, there are Moshe tzaddikim, there are tzaddikim of different levels. V'chol Echad Lefi Madregaso Ola Uba B'Kedusha. Supposedly this is incredible. And tzaddikim, encounter and engage Kiddushah in different ways. He says, Hanikra Ohel Moed. That will say, now what the Rebbe is playing off on over here, not playing off, what he's darshaning is, Vayavo Moshe Va'aron El Ohel Moed. Ohel Moed ultimately again represents the destination of Kiddushah. All types of tzaddikim, Moshe tzaddikim, Aaron tzaddikim, are all questing to go to Ohel Moed. Vayetsu, what does the next pasuk say? They went out of Ohel Moed. Rotzen lomar, ve'achakach yotzim kitas b'madrigasam, ve'ein ze'el leman vayivarchu esa'am. It was the same idea. So the Moshe and Aaron's of like the tzaddikim are always trying to get to where? To get to the Ohel Moed. And when they reach the Ohel Moed, what do they do right after they reach the Ohel Moed? What do they do right after that? Right after that? Vayetsu. They go out. Why do they go out? Because they have to inspire the masses. Why do they go out? Because they have to take their amassed Kiddusha and they have to go ahead and share it with others. So the tzaddik is constantly going and coming out. Going into the Ohel Moed, amassing his Kiddusha, Vayetsu, then going out and sharing it with the populace. And even though, again, by sharing it with the populace, that same amount of time that he's using to go ahead and enables others to grow, he could be using for his own growth as well. The tzaddik understands that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him. The Ribon Shel Olam does not want him to plow all of his efforts inward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tzaddik to be able to take his growth, to be able to take his kedusha, and ultimately use it to influence and to impact others. So we'll say this is the first part, and I can't tell you enough like how incredibly profound this is, because remember, again, we all want to be tzaddikim. This is not just like for the Rebbe, or for the Rabbi, or for the Rosh Yeshiva. We all want to be tzaddikim. And the Rebbe is telling us, what do you need to do in order to be a tzaddik? Two steps. Shifti b'veis Hashem koy mechayai, dveikus. Dveikus. It's all about, how do I establish a perpetual, ongoing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then the amazing part is, the moment I get that connection, how do I take it? I get to the Ohel Moed. How do I take it? And then vayitzu, go out and share it with others. I share it with others. I'm going to take a personal hit. That's the cost of doing business. That's the cost of being a Jew. That's the cost of being a Baal Achrayis. That's the cost of being part of Am Yisrael. You're not in it for yourself. You're in it to amass Kedusha, amass holiness, achieve Dveikus, so that ultimately, again, you have the ability to take it and to influence others. And even though you might suffer a loss in stature as a result, that's your Achrayis. But there's another piece. Take a look at paragraph C. One more piece, I will say for tonight. Vizeo. So remember again, this is by when Aaron goes out to bless the people, to bless Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says, so Vayisa Aaron Asyadav, he lifted his hands to bless the people. Perish. Shetushukas ha'adam ha'tzadik ala'am lehetivlan. Paragraph D. As we said before, the tzadik just wants to do good by the Klal. Let's get ready for this. Vayivarchim. So the pasuk says, Aaron blessed them. Vayereit me'asos ha'chatos v'ha'ola v'ashlam. So we'll say the pasuk is very important. Aaron blesses them, and then he comes down from performing the chatos, the ola, and the shlamim. The chatos, the ola, and the shlamim. Now watch this, perish. So the Rebbe understands over here that each of these pieces are incredibly important in understanding the avod of the tzaddik. Perish. Al yideze yarad mimadrigasum. Shemadrigas hatzadik utamid livdok atzmo b'chol rega, b'chol isverega, ulai chata chalila beizu nidnud chait vihirhur vuhu maharher tamid b'tshuva v'zeh remez chatos v'olot shebalahir. So we'll say, listen to this. Another part of a tzaddik is perpetually introspective. A tzaddik is always analyzing and reanalyzing his actions. A tzaddik is always looking at what he did and what is he saying. Was this okay? Was this not okay? Was this the Ratzon Hashem? Not the Ratzon Hashem? Did I do something wrong? Did I do it correctly? The tzaddik is constantly analyzing. The tzaddik is constantly introspecting. The tzaddik is constantly chazering over his actions. Was this correct? And if it was incorrect, how do I fix it? And how do I avoid doing it again? And the Rebbe says, that's the remez in the chatas and the ola. We'll say, what does the chatas represent? Chatas represents averus. So the tzaddik, what happens? Vayered, so what happens? Vayivarchem. So the tzaddik, I will say, he blesses the people. How does he bless the people? Ultimately, again, because he has dvekas v'Hashem. What happens after that? Vayered. Like we said before, the tzaddik comes down. Why does the tzaddik come down? The tzaddik comes down to influence the people. While the tzaddik is down, what is he doing? Me'asos achatos v'ha'ola. He asks himself, did I commit the chait? Let me analyze my actions. I will say, to be an introspective person, to be a person ultimately who thinks about how I'm acting, how I'm talking, what I'm doing, to review the events of my life. You know how many times we go through a day, we hurt people, we offend people, we upset people, we're insensitive, we're arrogant, all of these things. And like, sometimes I don't even realize it. I don't even realize what I did. The tzaddik is always bringing the chatos. The chatos is brought for a maisa avera b'shogeg. The ola is brought for hirhur avera, for negative thoughts. It's not just about what I'm doing. What am I thinking? What do I think about? What am I preoccupied with? What is it that is on my mind? The tzaddik is introspective about my actions. Let me analyze my actions. Let me analyze my thoughts. He goes on, he says, Vashlam in paragraph E, Remez la'advekus shebo, sha'ose shalom bepamalya shamala. So listen to this, and we'll say, what's the shlamim? Remember again, carbon shlamim is unique, it's called shlamim from shalom. Why is it called shalom? Because the shlamim is beautiful, everyone gets a portion, right? Part of it is burnt on the mizbeach, part of it is consumed by the kohanim, part of it is consumed by the owners. What's the job of the tzaddik? The job of the tzaddik is ultimately to connect all of the disparate pieces of the universe. It's to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people, to connect the people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the job of the tzaddik, to bring his chatos, to bring his ola, and ultimately, again, to bring his shlam. So we'll say, if you bring this all together, it turns out that the Rebbe HaMelech gives us an incredible and overwhelming insight into the definition of a tzaddik, which is not just relevant and important for the tzaddik, for the Noam HaMelech, for the Magid, the Mezrich, for the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, for Levi Yitzchak, for the Rebbe. It's important for all of us because we all want to be tzaddikim. What do you need to do in order to be a tzaddik? Here are the steps. Right? Being a tzaddik in 5 easy steps. Number 1, dveikus. Shivis Hashem Menegdi Samarabo. So we have to work on our God awareness. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu always by my side? Do I recognize His presence every step of the way? Number 2, be a balachrayis for your fellow Jew. Recognize that the challenges of your community, the challenges of your people, the challenges of your nation are your challenges as well. And even though when you help another Jew, yes, you're giving up valuable time that could be used for your own personal growth, that's a sacrifice that is worth making. The tzaddik understands, because the tzaddik understands that the short-term hit that is given to your personal growth is magnified multiple times. Or I should say, the growth that you receive from helping another cannot even be measured. Step 1, dveikus. Step 2, be a balachrayis, ultimately again for your people. Vayered, you have to be willing sometimes to make a little bit of a yerida for the benefit ultimately again of your klal. Step number 3, be perpetually introspective. Introspective of what? So this is like 3A and 3B and 3C, or we could do it as 4, 5, and 6. Number 4, always bring a chatos. Analyze your actions. Analyze. So step number 3 is be introspective. But the subcategories of that are, how do I be introspective? Number 1, bring a chata. So we'll say every day, Bali Musa, right? Person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. I have to analyze. How am I living? How am I living? What am I doing? So we'll say, we think that when does cheshbon nefesh occur? When does cheshbon nefesh occur? Okay. Right? Oh, so I was going to say, okay, if you're a tzaddik, right? If you're a tzaddik, like Elul. Not such a tzaddik, slichus. You're less of a tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah. You're really not a tzaddik, Yom Kippur. You have big problems, you know, Shmini Atzeres. Right? You're a real chassid, Chanukah. And the Tzarim might really have until Tu B'Shvat. Others say until Pesach, Purim. And then already it's almost Elul again. You know, so man, introspection, I will say, is a daily exercise. A daily, before you go to sleep. Let's do a quick review of the day. Quick review of the day. What happened? What did I do? How did I act? How did I act? What are the things I should reinforce and do again? And what are the things that I should never do again? That's the chatos. The tzaddik brings an ola. What's the ola? Hirhur chet, Rabbi Yosei. Not for the things that I've done wrong, but again, what is my mind on? What do I think about when I am by myself? What do I think about when I'm alone in my car? What do I think about when I'm walking down the street? What do I dream about? Jose, these are serious questions we have to ask ourselves, because a lot of times we think, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, I just have these thoughts. And that's true, that's definitely a mile not to act on it. But I will say, sometimes I have to ask myself, what do I think about? That's the Ola. And I will say, ultimately, to recognize that my avoda is to bring a shlamim. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Am Yisrael, and there's me. And what's my job? To make it aguda achas. To make it one big circle. To bring the heavens to me and the Jewish people, and to bring myself and the Jewish people ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, the 5 steps, 5 to 6 steps, ultimately that the Norma Elimelech highlights for us to become a tzaddik. The steps are easy. The avoda is a bit more difficult, but we should hope that in the schus of learning the Rebbe's Torah on the Isru Chag of his yard site, that first of all his neshama should have an aliyah, the Rebbe should be a melech yosher, ultimately for Am Yisrael, we should be inspired by his words, and we should be zoche meretz Hashem to actualize his tenets of tzidkus. Shkoyach. Thank you.